We're now joined by Coach Derek Jasper to talk Troy girls basketball. They're 7-7 on the season, 3-4 in their 7 Twin Valley League games, with 5 on the schedule remaining here in the regular season. But only once since we last talked, you were off last night, Coach. So we go back to last Friday and a really good win, beating Lynn 57-37. You had lost to Lynn by 4, I think, to start that TVL midseason tournament. So, man, to win by 20 at home, that's quite a big turnaround, and says your girls are playing some pretty good ball, huh?
Yeah, that is true. That's another loss. Got off to a great start at home. We're ahead 20-4 at the end of the first quarter, 33-11 at halftime. And then, you know, Lynn played much better in the second half and made some shots. So second half was kind of even, but a great win for us. And like you said, we're playing pretty good basketball right now. We've won 4 of our last 5 and kind of stood toe-to-toe with Centralia on a home game. And pretty proud of the girls, the way they're playing. I hope we're not peaking too early, but we are playing decent basketball. That was kind of what was disappointing about not getting a play last night. When you're playing well, you know, you want to keep playing, and we didn't get that opportunity last night, and we're probably going to end up being short a game, but we'll go to Frankfort Friday. That'll be a tough challenge, but hopefully we can continue to play good basketball.
You've had a couple games here in your last 5 outings that you've been able to score 60 points or more, but 57 is one of your top 3 or 4 offensive performances of the year. So are you getting a few different contributions from a few different players, or just seeing a little bit of a scoring increase from some of the players here over the last week or two?
Yeah, it's been really nice. I mean, Harper's scoring well. She had 27 in that Lynn game, but then just looking at the sheet here, we got Pally Franken playing really good basketball right now. Rebounding much better. She had 9 points and 6 rebounds against Lynn. And Gracie Grable had 8 points. And Emerson Weber probably had her best game. You know, a fifth starter that we don't talk about too often. She had 3 field goals and was 1-for-1 from the line. Had 7 points and chipped in with 3 assists. So really nice to see some contributions from the other girls. You know, everybody knows that we have Harper, but we have some other girls that can make you pay if you focus too much on her. And that's what's been kind of part of our turnaround here, winning 4 of the last 5, is some of our other starters stepping up and scoring.
Well, by looking at your schedule, maybe it was nice to have an extra kind of day of practice to get prepared, because a road game at Frankfort is one of the top teams in the league. You have Axtell still have to go to Hanover as well. But, man, this Frankfort challenge will be a big one, but you've had an extra day to kind of get ready to face the Wildcats for the first time Friday night.
Yeah, had some extra practice time. We kind of shortened some practices up this week just because we have 4 days of practice with no games. But we'll really kind of lock in on Frankfort tonight and tomorrow night and see what we can do. A team that got 3rd in the state last year and pretty much returned everybody. I think they're ranked 5th in the state right now and got to go to their place. So they're kind of battling, trying to stay in contention for the league title. So a big game for them, too, and I know they'll be focused and locked in. A great player there in Hattie Gross, a 1,000-point scorer for them in her junior season. So she can really put some points on the board. And we haven't had a lot of success out of Frankfort here recently. They've been good, and we haven't been so good. So it'll be nice to see how we can match up with them and kind of see what happens.
You bet. 3 of your last 4 will be at home after the Frankfort game this Friday night. You host Axtell next Tuesday, a game that we'll have broadcast here on radio. Coach, best of luck. As always, thanks for your time.
Appreciate it, Justin. Thank you.
Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy girls. We'll talk Trojan boys hoops after this.